An efficient marketing strategy, a clear brand message, and a solid offer are all necessary for building a successful online business. But what do you do when you doubt the path that you're on? What happens next when you decide that it's finally time to pivot? And how in the world do you actually manage living an intentional life as a busy entrepreneur? I'm Alicia Robertson, and every week on the Intentionally Made podcast, I share tips and interviews with other women entrepreneurs from all different industries and walks of life on what it's really like to do business intentionally. From the mistakes they've made to how they've had to pivot into their sweet spot, the Intentionally Made podcast gives you a no BS look into what it's really like to build a successful life and business with intention. Let's get into this week's episode. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the Intentionally Made podcast. I'm so happy that you decided to join me for another week. So this week I wanted to talk about something that I truly feel if you are able to implement or shift within yourself, it's really going to make a difference in whether your business succeeds or not. So we all know that entrepreneurship is hard. It is hard AF. And it's hard for everyone at some point. No matter how much education you have, no matter what industry you're in, at some point throughout your journey, entrepreneurship is going to feel hard. It's going to feel impossible. There's going to be a lot of weird feelings around entrepreneurship. And again, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, what background you come from, or what, you know, type of knowledge or experience you have. So none of us are born knowing how to run a successful business. That is not something that, you know, comes easy, you know, for some people than it does others. We all start at point zero. And yes, there are some people, you know, who may be born with certain privileges that may make the journey of entrepreneurship easier. So maybe they're born, you know, into a family of entrepreneurs. Maybe they have the money given to them that they can really pour into their business. So I don't want to, you know, not acknowledge that, of course, some people have certain privileges that do make entrepreneurship a little bit easier than others. But as far as like the knowledge, as far as the journey and just really understanding what entrepreneurship is about, all of us are starting at zero. And even the most successful entrepreneurs, even the billionaires of the world are going to have hard days. So I want to talk about what separates those who succeed from those who don't. So what I have found over the past decade of running some type of business is that those who go on to build wildly successful businesses, and when I say wildly successful, I mean successful on your terms, whether that be money or freedom or time or capacity, like whatever success looks like for you in particular, those who I have seen that go on to build wildly successful businesses have adopted a solution mindset over just playing the victim. Meaning, when entrepreneurship gets hard, those who have succeeded, instead of getting stuck in the trap of, you know, just thinking, woe is me, I can never do this, this is not my thing, and those who are just making a ton of excuses as to why they can't move forward or why they can't make time or why they can't just simply take action, those who are successful, instead of making those excuses or instead of getting stuck in those excuses or getting stuck in that feeling of woe is me, I can never move forward, they instead figure out a solution for how to move past the problem that they are experiencing. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't feel their feelings or they don't cry or they don't think of all the excuses that could get in the way. But what makes them successful versus those who don't ever reach their idea of success is They don't let those excuses or those problems stop them. It may derail them shortly. It may knock them off course. It may make them feel miserable and, you know, force them to have a day where it's just nothing but tears. Like, I'm not saying you can't be human in this, but those who are successful and who have found success in their business, I can guarantee you it is because instead of getting stuck feeling like, woe is me, I can never move forward, I can never do this, and instead of, you know, getting stuck in the excuses, all the excuses that they could make and that could hold them back, they feel those feelings, but then they get up and figure out a solution for how they need to pivot or change or shift so that they can then move forward and continue towards their goal. So when I am on a sales call and I'm talking to a potential new client, I always know if that person on the call is going to be a good fit to work for me, depending on how they talk about their previous experience. So I always know that if I'm talking about, okay, or asking them, what do you feel has stopped you in the past? What hurdles are you running into in your business? What are you needing help with the most? I always know if that person is going to be a great client if they say, you know, I've tried this thing and that didn't work. So then, you know, I tried something else, but that doesn't seem to be working right. So I really need your help with, you know, figuring out where in my marketing strategy I'm going wrong, or where with my product I'm going wrong, or maybe I'm just not clear with who my target audience is. So I can already tell that before even, you know, seeking out help from me, that they've done like their work, they've done like their due diligence to try different things on their own, to kind of shift and pivot where they feel is necessary to help them to get to where they want to be. That is how I know someone is going to be a great client. Now, I know, same way, if someone isn't going to be a great client, if I am asking them what they've tried, what they feel like is holding them back, and they say, oh, well, I just don't have enough time, or, you know, I don't have the financial resources like so-and-so's business, or I'm not as popular as so-and-so, or I don't feel like I can do this because my industry is oversaturated. I just need your help to just help me to, you know, make the right decision and build my business. That is someone who I can immediately tell typically has a victim mindset. And no matter how much I coach them, no matter how many processes and marketing strategies I take them through, if they are stuck in that victim mindset, nothing that I can teach them is going to help them to push past what is holding them back and take action inside of their business or even their life. So I know that immediately, typically during those sales calls, that someone with a victim mindset isn't going to be able to receive criticism. They're not going to be able to take, you know, what I am telling them to do or suggesting that they do without putting their current concerns or without putting their current excuses at the forefront. Everything that they do is going to be based on the excuses that they have been making. And no, I'm a great coach, y'all. Let me tell you, I can coach you down. But if you're not willing to push past that mindset and be more of a solution oriented type of person, no coach, no course, no community, no nothing you join is going to help you to push past that. So that's how I know someone is going to be a great fit to work for me. And like, I've seen this over the past 10 years. The clients that I've had who have gained massive clarity, who have gone on to build incredible businesses versus those who have given up or who still are stuck in a similar place they were in when they first started working with me, it really does boil down to, have they adopted a solution mindset or are they still playing the victim? Now, little like tidbit here, because I don't want anyone to think that your life circumstances can't dictate, you know, the decisions you make in your business or how you move forward in your business. I am fully aware that there are certain things that can happen within your personal life that is going to force you to make certain decisions in your business or force you to not really be able to move forward in your business. I, for one, am someone who, you know, has dealt with a lot of depression and anxiety. And it is not because I have a victim mindset while I feel like, you know, those things have held me back in my business. Like, I'm not saying that there are certain things that you are going to experience or may experience that really could be the reason why you're not moving forward in your business. So I don't want to come off as insensitive at all. That is an area where I am saying, okay, I get it. You know, if you're like me and you struggle with anxiety or depression, like, I get it. And at that point, then your life and your getting your mindset together is your number one priority over building your business. So that is not what I'm trying to say. I don't want to sound insensitive at all. What I am saying is, if you find yourself constantly making excuses, I don't have enough time, I'm not as popular as those other people, my industry is super oversaturated, I don't have the right computer, I don't have a fancy podcast mic, I don't have a nice camera, I don't have an iPhone. If every time you are wanting to move forward in your business, you're making some excuse like that, you are playing the victim. You are putting yourself in a situation to, instead of figuring it out, instead of moving forward and doing what you need to do in your business, you are letting your excuses dictate your reasoning. So I just wanted to put that out there, what the difference is. So if you are someone who is dealing with a chronic illness, or you're a caretaker of someone with a chronic illness, if you are someone who is really working on your mental health, this is not for you. I'm telling you, I completely understand what you're experiencing. This is for the people who always find themselves making an excuse as to why they can't move forward instead of figuring out a solution. All right. So how do you become more solution-minded? How do you finally push past the excuses, the victim mindset, the woe is me mindset that you're probably finding yourself stuck in? How do you finally become solution minded? So my first tip is to get into community. There is something so powerful that happens when you are in a community of like-minded people who are going through the same journey as you, who you can literally see doing the work, pushing towards their success, defining their own rules, taking action, like being able to watch people in a space go after what they desire. It really does do something to you as far as like motivation and inspiration. If you are in a community where you can see these people get serious about building their business, then that should spark something in you to want to do the same. And also, being in community with other people can also help you to find and lean on that support when you don't feel like you can push past those things yourself. So if one of the biggest excuses you're making right now is, oh, I have two kids under 3 years old, I don't know how I am going to like find time to run my business, get into community of other people who are experiencing the same thing. So you can ask, okay, I have two kids, how are you guys with kids able to make time for your business? Where are you finding time for your business? How are you, you know, finding time to work on these things while also not feeling like you're neglecting your household? Get into community. And it just so happens, we have an entire community of women entrepreneurs called Intentionally Made, of course. So we would love to have you inside of the community. If you're someone who feels like you don't know how to push past some of the excuses that you're making, but you really are in a position where you're wanting to run this business, we have an entire community. So you can't even use that excuse of not being able to find community. We have an entire community here that you can go in and ask questions, get feedback, talk about the ebbs and flows of entrepreneurship. If you are feeling down because you feel like your industry is oversaturated, get into this community and talk to other women who are in big, big industries and find out what they are doing to help themselves to stand out and be seen amongst their audience. So get into community, whether it be an online community, whether it be in-person community, and it doesn't have to be like a community of thousands of people. Intentionally Made is definitely still a very small community, but find your people. It could be one or two people who you can just connect with, who get what you're doing, they understand what you're going through, and kind of be there for you to be motivated and to see how other people are moving in their business, but also where you can go and get that feedback or have those chats or have those talks about what life is really like as an entrepreneur. And once you get into community with these people and hear that you're not the only one experiencing this, it makes it easier. It makes you feel like, okay, I can do this. Like, I can actually move forward and not feel like I am drowning in all of the things that I have going on or all of the things that I am going through. So get into community. And of course, we would love to have you inside of Intentionally Made as well. All right, so my second tip is clarity equals momentum. So when you have clarity, either it be around your business model, around what products you're going to sell, what product is going to be your signature offer, who your target audience is, the overall reasoning or big why behind why you're doing what you're doing, having that clarity allows you to make the necessary steps needed to hit your main goal. So when we're stuck in our heads, when we don't know which direction we should be taking, when we're unsure of who we should be targeting or what we should be selling or what we should be marketing or how we should be marketing, all of that causes overwhelm. And what I've seen over the past 10 years is that overwhelm is the leading cause of most women entrepreneurs getting stuck. Because if you're overwhelmed, then it feels like it's too much, and it feels like all of your ideas are jumbled up in your head. And more than likely, instead of taking a break and laying it out there and saying, okay, where am I getting stuck? Overwhelm's natural reaction is to stop you. It's for you to stop. I tell people all the time, when I get overwhelmed, my body naturally gets tired and I immediately want to take a nap. So I know how overwhelm and lack of clarity can lead to not taking any action and lead to you feeling like you're very stuck. So I encourage you, if you're in a position where you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know who I'm targeting, I don't know what I'm offering, I don't know what I'm supposed to be talking about, then I encourage you to lay all of those ideas out on paper. We actually have a free workshop inside of the Intentionally Made community called the Sweet Spot Exercise, and it was created to help you to gain clarity around your entire like business so that you can make the necessary steps forward. So you need to like lay out everything that you have in your head, because I've learned overwhelm is caused by keeping too much in your head. So you need to lay all of that out on paper, on a whiteboard, a poster board, or somewhere, and figure out what pieces aren't really aligned with each other, what pieces aren't really connecting. And then once you can gain clarity, okay, this is why I'm building this business, this is who I'm building this business for, this is how I'm going to help them, in this problem that they're experiencing. These are going to be my outlets for how I'm going to tell them about the problem I'm helping them to solve. Once you have those things clearly laid out, then you can go back in and fill in those minor details. But you can't take action if you lack clarity. So clarity equals momentum. You need to know what you're doing, what you're going after, the problem that you're going to solve before you can start taking steps. And if you don't have that clarity right now, that could be the reason why you're kind of stuck in this victim mindset. Why you're making so many excuses, because you lack clarity. So I definitely recommend laying out all of the details, whatever has you stuck in your head, and figuring out a way to like move past that, or figuring out what you need to gain more clarity on in order to move past that. And then we also, again, I would love to work with you on one of my 90-minute sessions. And we also have that free class inside of the Intentionally Made community as well, that was created to help you to gain clarity around your business and around what you want to do, so that you can begin to gain that momentum and start taking action. All right. So the third tip to become more solution-minded is to get uncomfortable. So a lot of times we make excuses because what we know we could be doing is uncomfortable, and no one likes uncomfort. Literally, no one likes to be uncomfortable. But a lot of times the solution to the problems we are facing right now, whether it be in life or our business, are uncomfortable. It's going to push us out of our comfort zone. It's not going to immediately feel good. A lot of times it's something we've never tried. It's very new territory that we're stepping into. But the only way to become solution-minded is to get uncomfortable. Like, staying in your comfort zone, as you can see right now, isn't getting you anywhere. It's just causing you to make more excuses. It's just causing you to doubt yourself. It's just causing you to be in the same exact place you're in, you know, a year from now. And you don't want that. So your comfort zone, you can see, you have the proof that nothing good has been coming from your comfort zone. No action, no hitting big milestones in your business. None of that has come from your comfort zone. So if you're in that position right now and you're like, okay, I know I need to move forward, then one, I should have made this the first point. One of the first things that you're going to have to do is get uncomfortable, embrace being uncomfortable, and know that this uncomfortable feeling is only temporary. Things are only uncomfortable because they're new, because it's something you've never tried before. But once you take that first step and that second step and your third step, it becomes more comfortable. So like, you really do have to embrace being uncomfortable if you want to step more into a solution mindset. Because again, you've seen the proof that nothing is good is happening. There is no momentum. There is no action being taken. There's nothing but excuses happening inside of your comfort zone. So if you want to move towards your goals, if you want to stop making excuses, if you want to achieve your desired idea of success, you have to get uncomfortable. All right. And the fourth thing that we can do to become more solution-minded is stop waiting for permission. I think in this day and age that we're in, where everyone is sharing tips and tricks and strategies and things online, it has almost made us fear making our own decisions. In a sense, we are so afraid to try something new in our business. We're so afraid to take another step in our business because this marketing guru or that business coach or whoever is saying or making you believe that there is only one way to success. And that is not true at all. So before we can act on our ideas, we're looking towards these, you know, outward sources or these external sources for permission. We want to know, oh, if I want to grow this coaching business, then let me see what this business coach says is the best way to do that. Or if I want to get my product sold in Target, let me see if that's even a good idea. Like, what have other people done? Is that necessary? Is that going to be something that is a good fit for me? And I'm not saying that you should never, you know, go, you know, out and seek counsel. There's, you know, not saying that you can't get advice from other people, but we really do have to start trusting our own gut, trusting our own instinct, and trusting our own ideas and choices if we truly want to build a successful business. And I think because of how the education space in online entrepreneurship is built right now, is everyone wants to be seen as an expert, and that is great. But because of that, and as far as someone who is on the consumer end, it almost feels like, okay, well, that person said that that's not going to work, so I can't make that decision. Or that person said, I don't need to create that type of product if I want to make this amount of money, so I can't do that. So we have to realize that a lot of times those people are just trying to sell us on their products. So of course they're going to push their opinions a little harder because they have a product, you know, centered around that specific opinion. So regardless of all of that, you really do have to get in a space where you trust your gut and you trust your decisions and you trust your ideas, and you ultimately stop waiting on permission from someone who has no idea what is happening in your business, has no idea what God has called you to do. They have no idea what your specific gifts are. Stop waiting on that permission and trust your gut. And if you are struggling with this, this is the exact reason why I took off the last few months of 2021, is because I was finding myself in this position where I was looking toward other people to see what was working for them, and basing my decisions in my business off of what I was seeing happening online. And it got to the point where I was building a business that I was not excited about, and I don't want that for you. So if you are someone who is, you feel like you're constantly waiting on permission, you're constantly waiting to see what move your faves are making, or what next, you know, marketing strategy that they're telling you is going to work, or all of these things, if you have learned to not trust your gut, to not trust your own ideas and make decisions for yourself, I encourage you to take some time off the internet. Delete those social media apps off your phone. Stop reading those blogs. Unsubscribe to the newsletters. Stop listening to the podcast or watching the YouTube channels. Take a break, however long you need. I took two whole months to just think about what I wanted. And I encourage you to do the same. If you are someone who's like always looking to see what others are doing and basing all of your decisions around that, stop waiting for permission. No one but God knows what you were created to do, to the full extent of what you were created to do. No one understands your vision like you do. No one understands how you want to impact your audience like you do. So stop waiting on those outside sources to give you permission to move forward in how you know you should be building your business. All right, you guys. So those are my 4 tips on how to become more solution-minded. Now, this isn't something that you can immediately start doing and like tomorrow you're going to feel a lot better and never making another excuse. What I'm saying here is you need to work on this daily. Stay in community. Continuously look for clarity and gain clarity. Get uncomfortable and continue to put yourself in uncomfortable situations, and put yourself in a space where you can really listen to your gut versus waiting on permission from someone else. This is going to take time. It is going to take work. It is not something that after you listen to this podcast episode, you're going to feel amazing tomorrow and never have to look back again. This is something you have to constantly work on, but I'm telling you, the thing that really does separate those who have found success and those who have not is they have switched their thinking to be more solution-oriented versus having a victim mindset. Those excuses, getting stuck in the woe is me phase, like it's not going to get you where you want to be. And it is March now at the time of me recording this. I would much rather you get a head start on this now versus waiting till November, December to work on it. And then you find yourself, you know, wasted this whole year, but not making the progress that you desire this entire year. All right, you guys, as always, thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. I would love to hear your feedback. If you would like, please head over to Instagram and tag me at the Alicia Nicole. You can take a screenshot. You can show me your notes. You can do a voice note, whatever it is that you desire. But I would love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this week's episode. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. Before you go, if you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to rate the show and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to these episodes. With your support, I'm not only able to produce better episodes for you each and every week, but it also makes it possible to spread the word about the importance around building your business with intention. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Intentionally Made Podcast.